Closing thoughts. It's probably obvious that I am suggesting we need to increase our appreciation of the beauty of God's creation. As humans, we have a tendency to think everything revolves around us. Although God gave us all of Earth's resources to have and use, that privilege came with certain responsibilities. We have to take care of it as if it was a limited resource, without simply consuming and destroying it. It means we have to share equally in its treasures. It means that all life is sacred and connected to God's cosmos in a variety of ways. It means we must love God and neighbor. Most fathers spend their life doing what they can for their family. There is no greater reward for any father than to simply believe their children love them. We melt when one of our family members asks us to do something for them. Our Father has already given us much in the form of Himself as a human in Christ and as our spiritual advocate. I have recognized during prayer that God is absolutely ready, like any father, for us to simply ask Him for His help. Christ's incarnation, passion, resurrection, and ascension is the ultimate example of what God was and continues to be willing to do for us. It is time for us as the community of Earth and as children of the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to ask for His assistance in restoring luster to the garden. We need to become spiritually bound to God as the body of Christ in this effort. Brothers and sisters, we can and should awaken to the beauty that is God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May the love and peace of Christ be with you for eternity.